This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Only people who live in the desert can understand what it's like for us. Where we're excited that it's only going to be 100 degrees all today.
Right. Yeah.
It's funny, I remember back to... When I first came here, and it was right around this time of the year, and a friend of mine that worked here picked me up from Imperial Palace, of course. For somehow, some way, we had trade with them forever. Did you stay at Imperial Palace?
It wasn't here, or the Link? Oh, okay.
It's the Link now.
I've never stayed at the Link.
Where did they put you up at when you came in?
The Palms.
Oh, we had you at the Palms.
And then what's the one on Rampart? Suncoast. And then Suncoast, yeah.
Wow. They had Trey, when we came through, the Imperial Palace, which as you said is the Link, they put us in, and if you were really special, you got the love tub room.
Yep, I got the love tub room. Yeah. Yeah, with the mirror on the ceiling. It was
hot.
Yeah, but I got food credit too. Which was amazing. I couldn't believe my good fortune.
It was amazing.
But I walk out to and I'm thinking, I'm going to die because I'm thinking it's so hot.
Right.
And my friend like swings the door open. She's like, isn't it beautiful? It's so great. It's not even hot. And I'm like, I'm going. In my head, I'm thinking, am I wuss? You know, because I'm just sitting there and I'm just pouring sweat.
Yeah.
But no, it's great. It's going to be a great weekend. Father's Day, new Taylor Swift music.
Yeah.
Today. Very excited about that.
Good stuff.
I can imagine that you would be. Shall we just a little snippet, shall we?
You need to calm down.
Sounds like Taylor Swift.
It does.
Yep, very Taylor-y.
Very Taylor-esque, and also she's taking on people that throw shade.
Yeah.
That's her deal. You need to calm down. We'll play that in its entirety coming up this morning at 6 o'clock. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Everything good?
Let's get going, man.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say? Anything you need to get off your chest?
No. I'm telling you this, the show
is over at 10. Today, if any one of us, you included Lil Jess, who will stay later sometimes, if anybody is still here at 10:15, there's a big problem.
All right, then okay.
There's a big problem. So let's get into a Friday.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Actually, I would love to start with the what may be the funniest thing you'll hear all day.
Champ, where do we start?
I live in Bed-Stuy. Let's go rap for 800.
He's known for Turn Down for What, as well as Dave Chappelle's impression of him. Yeah! How was mine, folks? EJ?
Who's Lil Jon?
Lil Jon. Yep, I got him dead on.
Wait, which is funnier than that? Which is funnier? Alex Trebek trying to do Lil Jon, or this dog saying hello?
Say hello. Say hello. Hello. Say hello. Hello.
with the appropriate British accent. I think it's great.
Hello.
That is adorable.
Now, the dog hello's funnier, but if you can isolate the Alex Trebek thing, I would love to hear that in addition to Booyakasha on Spence's Challenge.
Oh.
Well, then, let's just make that happen right now.
He's known for Turn Down for What, as well as Dave Chappelle's impression of him.
Editing on
Yeah! How was the...
I don't know. That one's pretty funny.
Yeah!
Kind of like it.
Could be a new one.
Oh my God! It sounds like a dying dog.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So now compare apples to apples. Let's be fair about this.
Yeah.
Okay, you got that.
Okay.
And then you got. Hang on. More editing on the air. Hang on a second. Or
hello.
I gotta go with the dog.
It's still the dog, but it's a lot closer.
Yeah. Hello.
You do that all day. Have a conversation.
Yeah. And quite honestly, we might.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else we really have planned for today's show. We might just do that all day.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm also assuming that people, that me preaching about Taylor Swift preaching is probably not people's favorite Jeff Buchanan.
Preachy Chet's not my
favorite. Well, it's just time to push the button and move on, isn't it? 702-364-9898. When, as we head into Father's Day weekend, when did your dad try to intimidate one of your dates? Or on the flip, when you went to pick up the date and did a dad try and pull a move on you? I don't recall it ever happening.
Yeah.
For me. I don't. But I was a pretty good kid.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the same way. Even with my daughter, whether I tried to make her dates feel uncomfortable.
One dad I recall did the firm grip handshake and make sure she's home on time.
Okay.
That was it. Just the firm grip, holding on to your hand a little too long, make sure she's home on time. Kayla says she's got a wealth of these stories.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There was like a death hula hoop that was mentioned at one point. Like... All the like,
explain.
I have a 10-foot hula hoop around me, and if you enter it, you will die, kind of thing to the guy.
Interesting.
And then my dad's done the classic cleaning the guns, took all the guns out of the gun case and laying them out on the dining room table as he came to the door for prom. Yeah.
How did that go over? How did that go over with the prom date?
I'm from the South, so they all don't care. Like stuff like that. But, it's fine. The 10-foot hula hoop got my friend. Who's my friend now, but like my ex-boyfriend or whatever, like he got him. He's like, oh, is your dad serious? I go, I don't know anymore, honestly. So.
Anybody ever try to intimidate one of your dates?
My stepdad, I don't think he did it intentionally. He just has these really dark, thick eyebrows that if he just gives you that look, you're already just intimidated off the eyebrows alone.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he doesn't say anything and you just say you get the look?
And he's not a tall dude. He's not a buff dude. But those eyebrows, I mean, they'll cut
you. See, so he's trying to be nice, but the eyebrows, they give him away. He doesn't
Your
even...
Your dad suffers from RBF so hard.
Yeah. Threatening eyebrows. I love it.
Yeah. He's not trying to. Nice to meet you, young man. What does that mean? You know what I mean? Because the eyebrows, because the caterpillars are up there, they look angry.
Did Jess's stepdad assault you? Yes, with his eyebrows.
So we've already committed the Jennifer Lopez tickets to the Super Dad game coming up just before 7. We also have committed Wet and Wild tickets for Spence's challenge today. So Blue Man Group, tickets to go see Blue Man Group, plus you're qualified for the VIP experience post-show backstage. All right, we've got those up for grabs. Today is National Flip Flop Day. Lil Jess, where are you going to be?
I will be at Farman North Durango.
From
Tropical
when?
Smoothie
when to when?
Cafe. 2 to 4 today.
National Flip Flop Day. Go to Tropical Smoothie from 2 to 7. Lil Jess will be at the one at Farman Durango from 2 to 4. But go from 2 to 7 to any of the Tropical Smoothie cafes in your flip flops and get a free 16-ounce Sunshine
All
smoothie.
Right.
And then maybe donate a little bit to Camp Sunshine. We'll talk more about that later. But we can do either of those prizes right now, or free Jonas Brothers music if that's what you want.
Awesome.
First pick, let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
What are dads completely famous for? Intimidating daughter's dates.
Yes.
Yeah.
The 10-foot hula hoop rule, if they go inside your 10-foot
hula death hula hoop.
Yeah. How was that going to be enforced? Was it just the idea of it that I'm always watching?
Yeah, essentially. But it's not like he followed us on dates. Like, he wasn't that kind of a dad. But he would always kind of test when the guy got, so what did you guys do? What happened?
Was it ever effective? Did it ever actually scare the guy?
Yes. My ex-boyfriend, Josh, totally scared. We were going to a movie. That was it. And even his parents were going with us. Like, this whole thing. 10-foot hula hoop. But it was like 8th and 9th grade, so it wasn't too extreme.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Did you ever have your parents go on a date? Did you ever have your parents drop you off?
Nope.
No, me neither.
Nah.
Really?
You know, in the world of in a single mom household, mom didn't have time for that
stuff. You had four kids, five kids?
Yeah, and I was the oldest.
Nine kids?
Yeah, she had the other three. She had other stuff to deal with, like putting food on the table.
Right. Little Jess, your parents ever go on a date?
No, I don't think they were that smart. I think that I was really good on my verbal game that they just believed anything I would tell them. So
my mom wouldn't have had it. My mom wouldn't have. She didn't care. You know what I mean? She'd be like, what do I want to do that for?
So when did you go on your first date then? If no one took you to go on a date.
Not a school dance type thing?
Yeah.
I'm in a small town. Where the hell were we going to go?
Right.
Oh, okay.
We weren't going to go. There was nowhere to go. Oh, not until I drove.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I made my mom crazy a couple of times. My mom kind of played both roles a little bit. I made my mom nuts because I dated a girl who had a car. And I wasn't 16 yet.
Oh, yeah. Scandalous.
Older lady.
Very scandalous.
Yeah. Same thing when I was 16, 17, and I dated a girl that was like 18, 19, and my mom thought that she was bad.
if your mom was like mom, she would have called her a hussy.
Yeah, there was something along those lines. Yeah. Michelle, did your dad ever try to intimidate one of your dates?
My dad did not. However, my husband would send my son, who's 6'5", down when my daughter had a date. Or when we picked him up for a date, his arm would be hanging out the window. He's like, sup.
That's funny.
With his big old bicep.
That's very funny.
That's funny.
That's good.
Because the dad may or may not carry through on the threats. The brother, that's a guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
That's a guarantee. The brother will carry through on the threat, because what does he care?
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. His line was, I'll strike you in the jugular.
Sounds painful. It sounds painful and lethal, honestly. Hannah in Northtown, hey.
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 When did your dad try to intimidate one of your dates?
So my dad was never really like a scary guy, and I was always a good kid, so he really didn't care much about stuff. But I was dating this one guy. And we actually had gone out a couple times before, but then he finally picked me up at my house. And my dad took him outside and told him that he had a friend in New York, that if he ever made a wrong move, that he was going to send him down to come knock on his door.
Oh, man.
The old Sopranos intimidation. Hey, I got friends from out of town. You'll never even see them coming. They'll be in and out before you know
that's
it. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You want to play a game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's play a game. The 100 greatest movie quotes of the 21st century. Somebody put a big old list out. Let's play the game. I'll give you the quote. You tell me what movie.
Oh, God.
Buzzer.
Caca.
And buzzer.
Yeah.
And buzzer.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Everybody's in. Everybody's playing. Whoever buzzes in first gets to answer. I drink your milkshake.
Caca. There will be blood.
That's the number one on the list. In fact, we'll go in order. Number one to like number...
Great movie.
Whatever.
Never even heard of that movie. There Will Be Blood?
You've never heard of There Will Be Blood?
No.
I've never seen it.
Is it? I'm assuming it's a scary movie.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's like...
Old-timey oil drilling guy and what's his face?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, won an Oscar for it.
Ah, interesting.
It's great. So I understand it's a great movie. Florals for spring. Groundbreaking.
I know this line, too.
Please buzz in first.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wedding planner. I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Caca.
Spence.
Clueless.
No.
I have no idea. Yeah. So I didn't buzz in.
So this is the best quote. And none of us know.
No, I know this quote, though. I've heard it.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Caca.
Spence.
Brokeback Mountain.
Of course.
I don't know that line? I know Brokeback Mountain. I've actually never watched the movie before.
Right, me neither, but you don't know that line?
No. No, same.
That was such a big deal. So here's what we've learned is these are supposedly the 100 best quotes from movies in this, you know, last 19 years.
Yeah.
And two out of the three, we have no idea.
Isn't that funny?
For the most part.
It's not the most recognized or well-known. It's just what they think is the best. Is that maybe the the caveat in the
sentence? What's this one?
I don't even know this quote. She doesn't even go here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There you go, Lil Jess.
Mean Girls.
Damn it.
Mean Girls is right. Mean Girls.
And Kayla gives out a screaming damn it.
I'm like, call on me. It's been 3 seconds. I know what.
Where are the regulations? I want to read the rules. Funny. $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? Kaka. Spence.
Wolf of Wall Street.
No.
Yeah.
Kayla.
Austin Powers.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeehaw. Money Talks.
No. Okay. Social Network.
Social Network.
Okay. Justin Timberlake is Sean
Another
Parker.
Another one I haven't seen.
You haven't seen Social Network? You really need to.
It's really good.
No, it's really good.
I have just never sat down and watched it. It is a movie that I still want to see to this day.
Yeah. We need to have drinks and watch that movie.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
No, that's fun. I love that movie. That's one of those, if it pops up on whatever cable channel, I will watch that
every time.
And Justin Timberlake is, you know how good Justin Timberlake is?
How good?
I hate him. Yeah. I hate him. And you know how much I love Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah.
Kayla.
Talladega Nights.
No.
Yeah.
Lil Jess.
Cars.
No.
Oh, that's good though.
Out. The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, that's right.
Finally, a car movies. Damn.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Yeah.
Lil Jess.
I knew you'd get it. Denzel.
I knew you'd get it.
What is that?
King Kong ain't got on me.
Snakes in a Plane.
No.
I don't know.
Denzel's not on Snakes in
a Plane. Oh.
Spence?
No clue.
Training Day.
That's right.
Which I finally just saw. What a great movie that is. What a great movie really that amazing. Is. Might as well just give the point to Spence. Uh-oh. Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, Kayla.
Anchorman.
Woo. Woo.
I'm on the board.
This is dumb. I'm a fiend for mojitos.
Yeah.
No, you don't know it. Miami Vice.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
But that's dumb. That's number 9 on this list. I'm a fiend for mojitos, and that's number 9 on the list. Miami Vice. Whoever even saw that movie?
No one saw the movie.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Oh, God. I know what this
is. I can't believe this movie is this old. 2003.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa. Yeah.
The Room.
Okay. I don't know it.
The Room?
The Room. It's like an Oscar winner.
Okay.
I never saw it, but it was supposedly a big deal.
Okay. I actually know. It's like the panic room. I'm thinking.
No, it's called The Room. It really is. I'm reading it right here.
Yeah.
Kayla's trying to talk me out of it.
That's not what it is.
That's not what it is. Are you kidding? Exercise. One more and then we got to go.
Okay.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
Yeah. Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Nice work, kid.
Good job.
Oh, yeah. That's how she solved the case.
Yeah.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
That's the rest of the quote. Nice. See, we should have done that one first.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun. Yeah, I have no idea what's coming up next. It's Friday, so just, stick around, will you?
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
I was just bumming around on the internet for a second, and it's really funny. Father's Day is a funny thing, isn't it? Just either A, all I'm seeing is A, people, not just guys and not just dads, but the question is always out there every year, like why we don't make as big a deal about Father's Day as we do about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Okay, I'm going to let you answer that, Kayla, because I think guys get in trouble if they start to try and answer that.
So I think that my dad doesn't care. Like, my dad's a guy that if he wants something and he wants to celebrate himself, he's just going to do it. So it's not like he doesn't care about Father's Day because every day is Father's Day to him. He's like, it's fine.
Oh, whatever. That's good. That's good. Well, Jess?
I would agree with that. I think guys are a little bit more laid back. It's less emotional. But then I don't know. I feel like I'm walking into dangerous waters when I say that too.
Yeah, but you're allowed. Honestly, you're allowed. If I were to say something like, if you blow off Father's Day, Dad'll be bummed and he'll be upset. But it'll get past it. If you screw up Mother's Day,
hell to pay.
Yeah,
forever.
Everybody.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
forever.
It's and true. Speaking as a father, it's so what? You know what I mean? And I was raised with a single mom, and I was told to treat women a certain way. So by virtue of that, things are important to women, like Mother's Day is more important.
So then you just make it important. Yeah, doesn't matter.
I think. Yeah.
My buddy Blaine wants to know, okay, here's the deal. So his wife, Blaine's wife, Colleen, lovely woman, wants to do something special for him for Father's Day. But she really wants to take him to a musical. Right? She wanted, you know, let's go to the theater. And dinner at a place that they've never been before.
It's like she doesn't even know him.
Well, it's like he's right. Here's what he wrote. It's practically a vegetarian restaurant. And he doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go. He goes, I appreciate all the thought and effort that's gone into planning this, but I would rather just go get free popcorn and see Godzilla again. And he's like, so do I suck it up and tell her what I really want? Or do you, you know, and isn't that how it ought to be? Or do you just appreciate the effort and shut your yap?
Oh, if I were him, you appreciate the effort and shut your
mouth. I think you appreciate the effort and shut your yap.
You do, but how screwed are men when it comes to things like this?
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of.
Because you have to go, it is Father's Day, but let's just do what she wants.
Here's the only, yes.
Yeah, but okay. I think she, yeah.
And is Father's Day a guaranteed get a day? You know, like like your birthday and anniversary and maybe and every other Christmas?
Not in mi casa, I'll tell you that.
So it's not. Okay, no. Well, so then, man, Father's Day sucks.
Yeah,
it does.
Especially for your friends.
Father's Day is terrible.
Poor guys.
God, I'm glad I didn't have kids. It sounds awful.
Yeah, that's why you're thankful. That's why you celebrate on Father's Day. So thankful I'm not a father.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm gonna sit on the couch with my chonies and get drunk.
That's funny.
That'd be great. I don't know. All right, our friends from Tropical Smoothie Cafe are coming in just a minute. And we've got cool stuff for you for that. And the Jennifer Lopez tickets up for grabs in the Super Dad game. Here's what we need. We're going to need you to call us when we tell you. And we're going to need to be able to get a hold of your dad to also play the game.
Got it.
So here's what you need to do. Just a little bit of homework, a little bit of prep. Text your dad now, or if he just really hates texting, call your dad now if you haven't done it already and say, Dad, I'm going to need you to play a stupid little radio game at about 7 o'clock, maybe a couple of minutes before.
All right.
Okay? Yep. Okay. Jennifer Lopez tickets on the line.
Worth it.
Your dad gets nothing.
Yeah. Take your dad to J-Lo.
Like I told
He'll
you.
Love it for Father's Day.
He would love that.
He would love that. Hey, Dad, look what I got for you. You're like, do I get to take her home? What? No, your dad would love J-Lo for Father's Day. But other than that, keeping in the theme, you get the prizes. Dad gets nothing. Yeah, it's typical Father's Day.
Typical Father's Day.
Anyways, coming up.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
I told Kayla it doesn't matter, but she's put in a lot of work. When is that all that reboot hitting?
I can't find
weekend?
It anywhere.
No, neither can I.
It's coming up for sure.
Jonas Brothers are on it. That's the cool part. And they're bringing back the Good Burger sketch. With the Jonas Brothers, if you just listen to the audio, and I'll pull it up for you in a few minutes, it's bad. It's really bad. It's stiff. It's Kel Mitchell, who I don't think has acted in a few years.
No.
And I don't know, and maybe all that wasn't that great.
If you remember, it was kind of cheesy stiff to begin with.
There you go. It's like folks are reading cue cards.
So it's a different kind of comedy these days. I loved all that. So I will definitely watch the reboot of it. But kids don't like this kind of comedy now. Like, oh, funny giant hamburgers. Ha, ha, ha.
Kel Mitchell and Jonas Brothers together.
I'm a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. Because we're all dudes. Hey.
That's pretty good. It's really good. It's catchy. He's a dude. You know, we could use a song like that as the lead single for our next album.
Well, yeah, I'm a dude. He's a dude. Yeah, she's a dude. Because we're all dudes. Hey, I'm a dude.
Woo. That's supposedly the highlight.
Premieres tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, Kayla worked so hard to get that
information. Yeah, bro. Come on. That's my job.
She said she couldn't find it. I found it literally like that.
By Jonas Brothers. So
hey, Chet, it premieres tomorrow.
Thank you, Kayla.
You're welcome. I found that.
Hey, introduce us to your friends.
Oh, these are our friends from Camp Sunshine and Tropical Smoothie.
Yay! National Flip-Flop Day, everybody. No, we're stoked about it. And is it just me? Greg, are you going to go first? Is it just me, or did you guys, is it way over the top this year? It seems like there's an extra push for National Flip-Flop Day.
Absolutely. Every year, the Vegas community turns out in a big way. Between 2 and 7 o'clock today, come in, get your free sunshine smoothie. But today, you're absolutely right. There's been a huge buildup for this. A lot of people every year say, when's that day again? When's that day again?
Yeah.
Kind of like Christmas, it's once a year, but today's the day. Between 2 and 7, come into Tropical Smoothie Cafe with your flip-flops on and get a free smoothie.
I got to be honest, usually Ann would just come in by herself, and she would just show up whenever, and it doesn't matter. Now there's 2, 4, yeah. 6, 8, there's no less than 8 people, and I think we're missing a couple. Everybody say hi really quick. Hello!
Hi!
Oh, they're being very polite. For as many people as are in this room.
And it's a small room, so whenever you could not breathe, we'd appreciate it. It's going to get a little warm.
Annie, tell us, what else do we need to know about Tropical Smoothie Cafe and about Camp Sunshine and about National Flip-Flop Day that you want us to know?
We've done this over 12 years now, and we've earned over $6.3 million as of all of Tropical Smoothie. Every store is trying to earn $2,500. To send a family to Camp Sunshine. It takes $2,500 to send one family to Camp Sunshine. And it's something that's like near and dear to my heart. So I love this day. I'm super excited. So I hope everyone comes out and joins us for Flip Flop Day. And let's make these families happy.
I didn't know that it's so each store individually is trying to raise $2,500. And how many do we have in Vegas?
Over 25 or 28.
Wow. And that's, now, do you believe that each store can carry their weight? That's a yes or no question. I'm not going to ask you to name names. Because some are busier than others, and some places are more likely to do well. Do you really think that every single one of those can hit $2,500?
I have faith, yes.
Yeah. But, you can't take it for granted. So you got to make sure that if you've got a tropical smoothie in your neighborhood, you've got to go help out.
And get your smoothie, wear your flip-flops, and then throw a couple bucks on top.
Yep. Little Jess, which one are you going to be at today?
Farm in North Durango.
From?
2 to 4.
From 2 to 4 to kick it off. And then it goes until 7. No, that'll be fun. So go out and see Little Jess. She'll have Chet Buchanan Show shirts to try and sweeten the deal. So, Kate, now here's how I know how big this is this year. Kaylee came all the way from freaking Maine.
Yes, I did. Thanks for having us.
Wow. How far did you have to drive to get a flight? I'm just joking.
Only 40 minutes.
Yeah, not bad.
To the airport, not too bad.
We have a friend that lives in Maine, and they love it. At first, they thought they were being banished to Siberia. You know what I mean? Because that's
so
what
true.
People who are not from there.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you have thoughts of what Las Vegas is like.
Yes.
And it's super normal.
It really is, and everybody's so nice. Yeah. I don't know why I was surprised by that, but it's so welcoming, and everyone's just great.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's not one of us in here that's a stripper.
Yeah.
Not one of
and
us
we don't
here.
Live on the strip in the hotels, no. In case you're wondering.
I haven't eaten at a buffet in years. I haven't.
Real quick, just disappointed. Where's the accent? I want a real...
I know.
No?
Dallin, bub.
Yeah, park the car. Yeah. Give me
that's,
a lobster
that's more
roll.
Boston, but yeah, no, you got know. It. You got
See,
it.
I'm not from there. I have no idea. I
She brought her mom with her. Should we try the accent?
But you did come all the way from Maine.
I did.
This is important.
It is.
Camp Sunshine is not just for, first of all, what is Camp Sunshine?
Sure. So Camp Sunshine is a cost-free year-round retreat in Casco, Maine for children with life-threatening illnesses in their families. And even though this is a fundraiser for a camp in Maine, it's actually got a really nice local aspect to it because all the money that's raised in the state is going to go back to sending families from Nevada to our program. So most importantly, if you're listening and you are or know a family who has a child with a life-threatening illness, please consider referring them to our program because the money that's raised at these cafes is for you. And we want to make sure that it's accessible to you and that you can get there if you want to come.
That's important.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. That's so important. You've done this before. Nice job. Outstanding. Oh, we do have to tell you one thing. Nevada. It's Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada.
Oh, no, that's Nevada. How we'll know you're from Maine.
Okay.
And if you say lobster. If you say lobster, then we'll know where you're from. That's how we'll know. But see, that's how we
Nevada.
We weed out the infiltrators.
Okay.
See, now you're practically a local. It's awesome. What else do we need to know about Camp Sunshine? I mean, it's really It's simple. Mm-hmm. It's easy. And you said year round?
Year round. So
do kids go in February? Because I imagine
sure
February in Maine sucks.
It's actually really beautiful. We do get a lot of snow, but it's really well thought out. So kids can go ice skating. We have a luge course on the property.
What?
Yeah, isn't that awesome? And then we also have dog sled teams that come in and they take kids on rides. So it's really fun. And again, it's a retreat for the whole family. So siblings get to come. They're really the unsung heroes of the diagnosis.
Because I'm in. Take all my money.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Right? Take every bit of money. This was beer money for golfing tomorrow. Nope. I have $40. Take it now.
Yeah, that's $40.
There you go. So much. Thank
just
you.
Do it. Just take it. Just take it. And you know what? If I can't make it into a tropical smoothie today, can I donate online?
You sure can. Yes. Campsunshine.org. And then there's also a way to donate online through Tropical Smoothies website. So just a couple clicks around and you can find it.
Annie, get back over there. Do you know your website? Do we know? It's tropical. Do we know the website?
Tropicalsmoothie.com. But actually, we're collecting money throughout the month of June. So if you can't make it in today, between 2 and 7 is the highlight. That's a give back, really. We get your free smoothie. But if you come in anytime throughout the month of June, you can donate to Camp Sunshine.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that my store does well.
Yeah. And as far as the donations, I mean, today is a free smoothie regardless. You come in with your flip-flops. If you feel so inclined to donate, if you give a dollar or more, we'll put your name up on the wall with a nice sunshine, paper sunshine. And if you donate $5 or more, we'll give you a discount card, which is good for 5% back for the remainder of the year. So anytime you come into Tropical Smoothie Cafe from now till December 31st, you get a 5% discount.
And by the way, both these guys are super P1s.
Yeah.
They're quiet about it, but they're super P1s. And they take care of us at Toy Drive every year. Yeah. So give to those who, you know what I mean?
Agreed.
Give back to those who support us.
Yes.
We love you guys. It's an amazing program. What else do we need to know? Anything? I mean, it's pretty simple. 2 to 7, free smoothies if you wear your flip-flops. Even if you don't, nobody's checking at the door. You should.
Actually, Chad, if you don't have your flip-flops, we'll rent you a pair for $1 with all proceeds. Go to Camp Sunshine. So we got you covered.
Yeah. So get to Tropical Smoothie Cafe today. Lil Jess, again, where are you going to be?
Farm in North Durango from 2 to 4. And then if you do want to donate online, it's tropicalsmoothiecafe.com/campsunshine.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah, all of the sea. That's why she's a great producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. What else? Kaylee, anything else? She came all the way from Maine. I don't want to kick you out already.
I just want to say thank you so much to Tropical Smoothie. This market in particular is really supportive of not only raising money, but of our mission as well.
Who raises more money than us? Do you know?
No, I'm legitimately asking you.
This is always a top market. And
don't lie to me. Who raises more than we do? No, because I'm super competitive and I want to know who I need to hate.
All the markets are really supportive.
Is it San Jose? I hate San Jose.
Can't be San Jose.
Yeah.
It can't be the Sharks. It can't be the Sharks.
I think you're safe there. So
will you tell me off the air?
Yes. No, this is great. They really are super supportive.
She won't take the bait. I love that. Are we top 5?
Oh, absolutely, right? You guys are always really high towards the
top 5, top 3, top 3?
Top
2, top It really doesn't matter. I'm just torturing my new friends. That's all.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling story of the day today. A cop near Phoenix, the name is Ron Little, recently showed up when a 26-year-old guy was about to jump off an overpass. The guy had already climbed over the fence, was trying to kind of lower himself down, would have fallen onto the freeway if he'd have let go. Ron managed to talk him down and to save his life. just by offering dude a hug.
Oh.
It happened back end of March, but the chest cam footage was just posted online. So first we're on radio, Dan. You'll hear this in a second, but just so you know where so you can follow along. Ron radios in, tells everybody else to stay off the bridge because he didn't want to scare the guy. Then he introduces himself and said, hey, man, come back over the fence. I'll give you a hug. And he kept talking about the hug. This goes on for like 5 minutes. We've got like 45 seconds of it. But the guy eventually climbed back and got his hug. The video ends with them walking off the bridge together. Chandler, Arizona Police Department posted the footage on their Facebook page this week, and they thanked Ron for the level of compassion. It's spectacular. Have your Kleenex ready.
Copy. Everyone else, stay off the bridge.
Just come up here, buddy. I'll hug you, man. I don't care. Just come up here. I just want to talk to you. I swear. I will give you a hug. My first name's Aaron, okay? Everyone else calls me Ron. You want to call me Ron? Hey, buddy, don't go any lower. Please don't go any lower. Come back up here, man. Don't you want that hug? Then come up here. I will give you that hug, man. I will give it to you. I'm not going to do anything to you. Just don't grab my gun, all right? You all right?
Yeah.
I got to tell everyone you're off the fence, okay? 2 Paul 6, I'm hugging him, and he's off the fence. We're going to walk back to my car. Just walk that way, okay? All right, come on. Relax. You can put your arm around me. I don't give a crap, man.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't get any better than that. Be good to somebody today, all right?
Amen.
Okay.
Good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I said, be good to somebody today, Kayla. Okay, I'll do it.
Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spencer's challenge. Yeah.
And in honor of that cop in Phoenix, we will. If you win today, we will give you a hug.
All right.
We will. Because are you hugging Kayla now?
I was just caught off guard by the hug.
Did we not just have that conversation?
Sorry, I didn't mean to
show. About the inappropriate touching.
The heck is my hug?
You want it?
I'll take it.
Yeah, see, that's the difference between the two of you right now.
As soon as you want it, he doesn't want to give it to you.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And story of my life.
Who's on the phone right now?
Tasha Crabtree from the Southwest.
Hey, Tasha.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Except for the unwanted touching in the room. But other than that, it's pretty good. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you another question. Are you planning on cootering today?
Not today, girl.
Not today. Not you. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Gina and Matthew Kirschenheiter are not getting divorced at all. And of course, you will see their reconciliation on the upcoming season of The Real Housewives of...
Montana.
Really? That's how we're going to start? Okay. Who got crushed on social media after blaming his caddy for 2 bad shots in a row at the U.S. Open yesterday?
Tiger Woods.
What online pet food and accessory supplier's initial public stock offering has reportedly raised over $1 billion?
Purina.
A power outage hit which Major League ballpark during a game yesterday?
Wrigley Field.
And Taylor Swift's album is coming out August 23rd. What is it called?
Jim Bob Cooter's Greatest Hits.
Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Yeah, we dig Tasha. We dig her.
We might have to send him back out of the room because neither of us got number 3.
Well, I think I know what she said. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, leave.
Oh, okay.
So just sorry. For a second. Dude, stop hugging Kayla. Just leave.
I smell nice today, so I get it.
Purina.
She's perfect. Purina. Yes, that's what I heard. Thank you.
Don't touch the girl this time. It's 2019. What
friendly
are you doing?
Friendly hug with coworkers, inspired by your good feeling story of the day. I'll give you a hug later, Jess.
Thank you.
Yeah, she wants one. That's different. Whatever you two do, once you've determined that it's okay, then that's fine. But the, you know, I think you're overstepping bounds.
The story inspired me.
Whatever. Try and control yourself. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Hey, Gina and Matthew Kirschenheider, they're not getting divorced at all. And of course, you'll see their reconciliation on the upcoming season of The Real Housewives of...
Beverly Hills.
Who got crushed on social media after blaming his caddy for two bad shots in a row at the U.S. Open yesterday?
Jordan Spieth.
What online pet food and accessory supplier's initial public stock offering has reportedly raised over $1 billion?
Chewy.
Power outage hit which Major League ballpark during a game yesterday?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Pittsburgh.
Taylor Swift's album is coming out August 23rd. What's it called?
Lover.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
All right, let's see how it all turned out. It didn't go well for you, Tasha. I don't know if you're aware of this.
I'm aware.
But you're freaking hilarious, and we dig you. There's no two ways about that. Gina and Matthew Kirschenheider, they're not getting divorced after all. And, of course, you will see their reconciliation on the upcoming season of The Real Housewives of... Tasha said...
Montana.
The Real Housewives of Montana.
I'd like to see that. I'd watch that.
Spence said...
Beverly Hills.
What's the real answer, Kayla? Do you know?
I believe it's New Jersey, right?
No, Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Orange County. I figured you might know.
I was a big fan of The OC back in the day, and now I watch Beverly Hills only.
No points on that one. Who got crushed on social media after blaming his caddy for two bad shots in a row at the U.S. Open yesterday? Tasha said?
Tiger Woods.
And Spence said?
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth. Oh, that's a booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
That's a booyakasha. One for Spence. What online pet food and accessory supplier's initial public stock offering has reportedly raised over $1 billion? Tasha said?
Purina.
And Spence said?
Chewy.
Chewy.com, over $1 billion.
Yeah!
I like it.
Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Doing his Little John impersonation.
Good, good.
Just for context, here's the whole clip of that.
Champ, where do we start?
I live in Bed-Stuy. Let's go rap for 800.
He's known for Turn Down for What, as well as Dave Chappelle's impression of him. Yeah! How was mine? Close?
No.
And the crowd is silent.
No, it really wasn't, but
yeah.
And then what's the? Oh, and then the other one is the dog that says hello. Power outage hit which major league ballpark during a game yesterday? Tasha said
Wrigley Field.
No, and Spence said
Pittsburgh.
No, Tropicana Field in Tampa during the fourth inning yesterday. Power went out.
Worst stadium in baseball.
Does not shock me at all.
Oh, this is 2-0 right now. I was like, is it really just 1-0? No, it's 2-0. And Taylor Swift's album is coming out on August 23rd. What's it called? Tasha said?
Jim Bob Cooter, Greatest Hits.
Jim Bob Cooter's Greatest Hits.
That's funny.
God bless you, Tasha. Spence said?
Lover.
Lover.
It sounds like lover.
It's a British dog saying hello or lover. Here's for context on that.
Say hello. Say hello. 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 Say hello. Hello.
Awesome.
He's good. He's doing it. He's doing it. That was a lot of fun, Tasha, but honestly, it wasn't that great. Spence got one.
Yeah.
And he got two.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. And he got three.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Lil Jess, who's on the phone? Oh, wait, I should turn your mic on. There you are.
Patricia Correa from the Northwest.
Ooh, the what?
The Northwest.
No. What's the name?
Korea.
Trisha Correa.
Oh.
Oh, I got you. Well, I got to be honest with you. It sounded like something completely different.
Oh,
and
I'm so
I didn't
sorry.
Have my screen up so that I could get visual confirmation. I'm like, what the? Who the? Hi, Trisha.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You got big plans for the weekend?
No, just celebrating Father's Day.
If you were going to make it, if you were going to make it to our offices by the time we close today, you could have tickets for Wet n Wild for Dive-In Movies tonight.
Oh, awesome.
Have fun.
Good job.
And quite honestly, it might not even be the best part.
What?
You don't know?
Oh, because Kayla's got a joke?
Because Kayla's got a joke.
I do.
Kayla's got a joke. Here's what's hilarious about this. So then Spence goes, hey, so you know, Father's Day joke? Kayla's like, oh, God. Yeah, no, I couldn't find a Father's Day joke. And she's like, I don't really know what to do. I go, every single day of our lives is a dad joke. Yeah. Just go.
So we're sticking with the theme.
Yeah, we're just kind of going with what, nothing's different today. They're all dad jokes.
So what do you call a pregnant woman who goes to the gym a lot?
What?
What do you call a pregnant woman that goes to the gym a lot?
A bodybuilder. She's building a body.
Oh, pregnant.
A pregnant woman. Yes.
Building a body.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm shocked that Spence is not all in to be going to the Hustler Club tonight. It's not usually our thing to talk about strip clubs on this show, but I'm surprised you're not ready to go. Oh, did I take the Game of Thrones music out? That's ridiculous. Nope, I sure didn't. It's right here.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah,
Hodor's so. Hodor's DJing.
He's mixing, yeah.
Hodor's DJing at the Hustler Club tonight because it's Las Vegas Comic Con that starts. It's this weekend.
Okay.
And Hodor. Hodor's going to be at the Rooftop Club starting at midnight tonight. They're calling it the Rave of Thrones. apparently, Hodor, his real name is Christian Nairn, and, quote, is recognized as one of the most prolific house DJs in all of Ireland for more than two decades. It's his deal.
What?
And, oh, yeah. And here's some of his music. Here's a song that he put out called Bigger. It's exactly what I thought it would sound like. Exactly. Things you would never know about me. I love this stuff.
And what's odd
I love that kind of music. I don't know why.
It sounds like the same house music the rest of the world has.
Yeah.
This is Euro House.
Yeah. I kind of love that. It's got to go somewhere. It's got to do something.
Yeah.
That's just so
anyways,
funny.
Hodor, tonight.
All right.
In case you were looking for something to do. Why not?
7 feet tall, bro.
That one's for free.
You realize there's going to be girls dancing and doing their thing, and there's going to be at least a couple of Game of Thrones nerds going, Hodor!
Oh, the whole time.
Hodor!
They do it. Hodor! Hodor! Oh, my God. And so he has to go up there and do it. Yeah. You know he has to.
Yeah.
He has to get up there on the mic. Everybody starts screaming, yeah!
He doesn't do it. He
goes up there at midnight, and then he just walks up there and goes, Hodor. You know what I mean? And
the crowd roars.
And they go nuts. Yeah. And then he launches into. Yeah, I was saying the same. Hodor, Hodor, Hodor. You know that's what they're going to do. Oh, hell, you don't even have to go now. We just went for you.
Yeah.
We just took care of the whole thing. Would you rather have that, or would you rather have Alex Trebek doing Little John?
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Or would you rather have the dog that says hello?
Oh, I still love the dog that
says
hello.
I think dog that says hello wins. Maybe.
Put that on some house music. Yeah, man.
Oh, if I had them on two different tracks, they're on the same thing.
Awesome.
I'll sample them. Little Jess, will you get the track and put it elsewhere? It's in, I can tell you. Why don't I play a song and then I'll tell you and then we'll do it. It's not nearly as much fun now. I'm thinking I'm thinking it won't be as much fun in 5 minutes to have oonts, 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 oonts.
I don't know. Still pretty fun.
With occasional.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, we'll do it. Fine. So you have that to look forward to. It's also time to play the Super Dad game.
Okay.
We need you and we need your dad on the phone at 702-364-9898. We know it may take a second, but if you call us, we'll call your dad. That's how it works. So caller number 25, you get to play for the last chance Jennifer Lopez tickets for tomorrow night at T-Mobile Arena. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michelle and Emilio are ready to play the Super Dad game for Father's Day in just a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, Hodor DJing tonight at a strip club in town. Here's the here's our Alex Trebek remix. Yeah, I think we're on to something here.
That's good.
And the dog saying hello remix. Yeah. That's not as good. Do I have time for one more Alex Trebek?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, let's play Super Dad game. That was dumb. It was really dumb, and I'm really embarrassed a little bit.
It was nice.
It was very funny.
It was better in concept. It's true. Our boy Elliot just sent a text. He goes, yeah, and you should put over the top. Hodor. We kind of did that. We kind of did that before. So, okay, Super Dad game. Here's how it works. We welcome in Michelle Walton from Henderson. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Hey,
morning.
And your dad's name is, your dad's name is what?
Emilio!
Emilio!
Hi, Dad. Can you hear us?
Yes. How are you guys?
Oh, I love him already.
Sorry, I didn't.
Well, here's the deal. We're gonna ask Michelle three questions, Emilio, and you're gonna be talking to Lil Jess for a minute. You're gonna have a nice conversation with Lil Jess, and then we're gonna ask you the same questions that we asked Michelle, and we'll see if your answers match up.
Okay.
Okay. Right, excellent. Then. And then if they do match up, and probably even if they don't, we're going to give Michelle Jennifer Lopez tickets, and she's going to go to that without you.
No. He's going to go.
You're going to take him?
Possible. It's possible, he says.
Okay. Oh, God. Yeah.
No, that would be fun. Daddy-daughter date for Father's Day, that would be a lot of fun. How long has Emilio been your father, Michelle?
All of my wonderful 37 years.
Your whole life? All right. Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
No, that's good. All right, well, we're going to send Emilio here. The next voice you'll hear is that of Little Jess. She's going to talk to you just for a minute. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
We'll be right back. Oh, Michelle.
This is gold.
So good.
This is going to be great.
I love your
you
dad.
You are the greatest.
Oh, my God.
They're going to ask her three questions.
Yeah, see, that's proof Little Jess is talking to him. So, yeah, we're going to ask you three questions, and then we'll see if he can match your answers, okay?
Oh, okay.
Where's your dad from?
The Aloha State of Hawaii, in a way.
Oh, yeah? Awesome.
Nice.
Spence hears anything Hawaiian.
Hold it. May I? Yeah, may I what I learned from you yesterday?
Yeah, of course.
Michelle, where are you grad?
What school are you grad?
Where are you grad?
Grad from Campbell. Yeah. She lived in Eva Beach.
Oh my God. Yes, Saber. All right.
Yeah. who is your rival? It was the Saber knife or something you guys battled for. Is it Wyman?
Our rivals were the Waipahu Marauders.
Yeah, Waipahu. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Dirty.
Hang on, I'm going to tell Lil Jess what's going on. Sorry, Michelle and Spence's wife went to the same high school, so we've completely lost this bit. I'm sorry. We'll be back in a minute. Okay.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Where are you grad?
What school are you grad?
What
school are you grad?
Because you said that to somebody the other day. And I went, this is the greatest thing.
It was Haley's mom.
I learned new pigeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right on.
Makes me happy. All right. Now here's the real questions.
Okay.
Here are the real questions. Okay. Michelle, and remember, think about what your dad is going to answer because you want to match him.
Okay.
So, What school you grad? No, that's not the that's not the question.
He'll know that one.
No, he should know that one.
Yeah, right.
But will he know?
That one.
Will he know what was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh my goodness. I haven't been to a concert in my life.
You've never been to a concert?
I haven't been. No, I'm sorry. Nope. I'm sorry. Nope.
So J-Lo would be your first concert. That is insane.
Yeah, I know. We just work hard and go to school and, you know.
But will he know that? I think he'll know that.
He'll know because he's the one either lets me go or not. Or I usually, you know, say something. If, hey, you know, I'm going to go. But, yeah.
You're 37 years old. My God. Cut the cord. Cut the cord already.
Jesus. You didn't see Aerosmith back in the day at the Blaisdell Arena, whatever it was?
No. I was heard it on the radio or with, you know. Yeah. Recap on the news.
You didn't go see Ricky Martin at Aloha Stadium?
Oh.
Yeah, the Blaisdell.
Something like that.
The Blaisdell's been there for
the Blaisdell.
Yeah.
Dude, Elvis played at the Blaisdell.
That's right.
Serious. Okay.
Yeah?
When were you, Michelle, when will your dad say he was the most mad at you? What did you do?
Oh, my goodness.
What did you do?
Ooh, that's hard. Oh, I don't want to bring up memories. when I went to Maui without telling them, I guess.
Okay. That's good.
How old were you?
This is so deliciously Hawaiian.
Oh, my God. like early 20s, like 25.
You went to 24? Maui when you were 25.
And he's mad. And he's mad at you.
You went all the way to Maui.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this makes the all-important third and final question.
Okay.
Even we all know what this one is.
Yes, we do.
And I think this may be the most. By the way, Lil Jess and Emilio are supposedly having a conversation in the other room. I haven't seen Lil Jess's lips move in like 5 minutes. Oh, Emilio's doing all the talking. That's great.
He's a talker. He loves to talk, but he's a people person. That's why.
Love it. No, I love
it. Hilarious.
Okay, so, it's a very delicate question, Michelle.
Oh God, okay. Michelle. Wait for this.
Oh, no. Getting
nervous. Who will your dad say? Well, does your dad know who your first was? You know, the one you... Your flower.
Oh. No.
Your first lover.
Yeah, your first...
First boyfriend. We'll say my first boyfriend then?
No. It's too easy.
No, all the way.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
First.
Yeah, okay.
Who is it?
Yeah. Jonah.
Jonah?
Jonah. Oh, all right.
That's the Maui one.
That's why you went to Maui.
Held out to your 25, too. Good girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
You didn't go to Campbell.
That's appropriate.
Oh, no.
That's pretty funny. From what I've been told about it.
So the answers
are...
Oh,
my God.
The answers are...
You should have talked to me afterwards.
The answers are never, okay? The answers are never. She went to Maui when she was 25. And Jonah.
Okay.
Okay? So, all right.
Gosh.
Here we go. I'm going to put you back
on. Let's bring Emilio back in.
All right. Good luck.
Emilio. Super dad game.
Oh, I cannot wait.
This is fun. Emilio!
Dad!
Yes.
Did you have a good time with Lil Jazz?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a nice lady, huh?
Yep.
Now we can't get two words out of him. Did you talk him out?
Yes, I did.
No, because we were watching. As we were talking to Michelle, I looked over and I realized you weren't saying anything.
I was listening. And then I was asking questions.
No, this is what I'm saying. Like, Emilio's telling you the whole life story. We get him on the air. He one-word answers me.
Yeah, sure.
She's exhausted now.
Great. All right, Emilio. We asked your darling daughter, Michelle, who we believe that you've known for most of her life, we asked her three questions, and we'll see if you can match those answers, and we'll win the Jennifer Lopez tickets. The first question was, Emilio, do you know what was the first concert that Michelle ever went to?
In here or back in Hawaii?
Her entire life.
Entire life.
I'll give you a hint. She says it's kind of a trick question.
It's kind of a trick question, Dad.
The first concert.
The first concert would be the last concert. Or was it no concert at all?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't remember.
Would the appropriate answer be that you can't recall her ever going to a concert?
Yeah.
Michelle, what was the first concert that you ever went to?
I never went to a concert, Dad. You got it correct.
She's never been to a concert. You got it right. The first one, maybe tomorrow.
Right.
Jennifer
exciting.
Lopez. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Second. You were so busy. Yeah.
That's what she said. She said she went to school, she went to work, she went home. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Emilio. Question number two. When was the time that you were the most mad at Michelle?
Okay, when she was working at Waikiki in his park because of lack of time, being late, she parked on a curb, and yeah, we in the toilet. And I had to go help her recall the car.
Okay.
She said, that doesn't sound at all like what she said.
No. Yeah.
I'm not sure what he said, but that doesn't sound at all like what she said.
Like my car got, I parked the wrong way.
You parked the wrong way. And that's what you heard the maddest? Now, Emilio, would you say that you were more mad when she parked her car the wrong way? Or were you more mad when she snuck off to Maui without telling you?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
maybe the Maui?
The Maui one.
That's what she said you'd say. Yay! That's
true. She was concerned about her well-being.
Yeah, Maui. Yes. My dad is always concerned. I'm sorry. That was 20-something years ago.
I'm sorry.
So this last one may be related to the second one, but Emilio, do you know who Michelle's first, was, like who she lost it to? Do you know the name? Do you know the first guy that she ever?
The man that stole her innocence.
That's the way to say it.
Thank you.
Her lover.
Name the name, that son of a...
Yeah.
Took the innocence, is it? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you remember his name? I remember his name, Emilio.
Yeah.
I remember his name, and if I ever find him, he'll wish I didn't remember his name.
Yep.
Give me time. Josh.
Can you get a left?
Josh? Did you say Josh?
No, it's close.
Jonah.
Is it Jonah? Oh, Michelle, God. What's his name?
Stupid Jonah. Yes.
Stupid Jonah! You're a winner!
We got a winner.
Emilio, you're the greatest, dude. Oh God, you are the greatest. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And thank you for raising such an amazing daughter. She really
Sorry
is great.
Sorry to bother you, Dad, and wake you up.
No, I was awake. I'm having my coffee.
My man. Are you wearing pants?
Yes.
Okay, no, because I don't. I drink coffee in my underwear. That's probably more than you needed to know. All right, Michelle.
Well, I just finished my coffee and talking to my plants.
Our new friend, yes. Emilio. That's the best. Happy Father's Day, buddy. All right, hey, Michelle. Michelle, we'll call you in a minute. Michelle, you're going to J-Lo tomorrow night.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Well, I'm going to try and give it to him and my mom, hopefully, because I have to work, but... I was trying to get something for him because, they're retired now and they need to get out and do stuff.
So I love it.
Cool.
Yeah. No,
that's
I love
incredible.
It. And you know what? I'm probably overstepping my bounds here, but you've never been to a concert for real?
No. I know. It's okay. But
let's pick one and get you to a concert. So next time one of these comes around, you let us know and we'll get you to a concert.
Oh my God. Okay.
Maybe we should go with her.
I agree.
Just
that would
add be that, awesome.
Add that to the list of dates so that we cool. add that to the list of dates that we've made with P1s that we've never gone on.
Oh my God.
All right, Michelle, hang on 1 second, all right?
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
All right, we're going to give Spence a couple of minutes to get ready for Spence's Song of the Week. Thank you. Honor of Father's Day, it's called what?
You're Not My Dad. Hey, and I want you to have an open mind, Buchanan, because okay, it's got a sweet ending. You're not going to believe it.
Sweet like touching or sweet like it? That's sweet. Sweet.
Depending both, on your both. Mindset, yes.
Both. All right.
Yes.
You're Not My Dad.
Yeah, and initially you're going to go, hey, this isn't right, but just be patient. It's got a sweet ending.
Sweet. Okay. It's sweet. It's sweet.
Yeah.
And it's sweet.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Places, everyone. This is another exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show. It's
Spencer's.
Song. Of the week. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Spence.
Here's a Father's Day anthem for you and your dad. You're Not My Dad.
2 months ago, I got home early to the sounds of my parents getting busy. I yelled, "Get a room!" as I opened the door, then was shocked by who I saw on the kitchen floor. That's not my dad. You're not my dad. That's my mom. Geez, Ma, put something on. You're not my dad, dude. Get off my mom. You're not my dad. You're not my dad.
No.
He said, son, calm down. Don't be mad. I ain't your son. Wait till I tell my dad. You're not my dad.
I don't support this.
You will. Yesterday, you'll never guess who moved in. Yup, my dad's out. Insert mom's boyfriend. Telling me to clean my room and take out the trash. Then says, hey, son, how about a catch?
Well, I would, except thanks to you, I'm now a product of divorce. And you're not my dad.
You're not my dad. He moves in and right away tells me I can't play Fortnite all day. You're not my dad. You're not my dad. But he wants me to call him dad seriously. Hey, Steve, do you realize that I'm 33 and you're not my dad?
Issues to work
but then,
out.
But then he sat me down and this is what he said. I've kept a secret for so long that 34 years ago I hooked up with your mom. And through the miracle of DNA, I found out the truth today.
What's that?
I am your dad. I am your dad. It is official biologically. I got the results from 23andMe. I am your dad. I am your dad. Now clean your room and take out the trash. Or, son, I'm gonna whoop that ass. I am your dad. I love you, son. And I love you, too. Dad.
Steve. Spencer's Song of the Week.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Contestant number one, please.
Kylie West from the East Side.
Well, hello, Kylie West. Where have you been?
Well, I was on the show yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago with the Father's Day thing.
What?
That's that advice.
What?
Nice.
I was the helmet girl in the go-kart.
Oh, my God. Of course you were. That's great. No, that's yeah. awesome. Hey, by the way, which do you like better? Do you like Alex Trebek imitating Lil Jon?
Yeah!
Or do you like the dog that says hello?
Say hello.
Oh, definitely Alex.
Definitely Alex?
Oh, definitely. It's so funny. I was watching Jeopardy yesterday.
Did you hear the dog that says hello?
Oh, no. But anything he does is gold to me, so.
I understand.
Yeah!
And he's fighting the pancreatic cancer and apparently winning the battle at this point.
Good
job.
Yeah.
So thus far, but really, listen to this dog.
Say hello. Say hello. Hello. Say hello. Hello.
I mean, that's pretty strong.
It's actually it's actually not a dog. It's Winston Churchill.
And they dug him up. They dug him up.
Hello, Charisse. Or Clarice or whatever.
Oh, yes. Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, he does.
Sure. Yeah. Elizabeth. Oh, and by the way, contestant two, Lil Jess?
Elizabeth Reeves from the Northeast.
Elizabeth, which one do you choose then? Do you choose Alex Trebek doing Lil Jon?
Yeah.
Or do you choose the dog that says hello?
Those are both really great. I'm going to have to go with Alex Trebek, though.
Okay. All right.
It is funny.
Just making sure. We're partial to the dog that says hello.
Yeah, I agree.
Except for me.
Oh, I'll no. That's right. You Alex. Like the Alex,
I'm
too.
With the Alex.
Yeah, because you are hip hop.
No, just because sounds like a baby goat.
Oh, I have proclaimed it. You are hip hop. I am.
You are the new face of hip hop.
That's right. At least on this show.
Yeah.
So, Kylie, what's your buzzer going to be?
Kaka.
Okay. An homage to her boy Spence.
Thanks, man. I'm going to take that as an honor.
Yeah.
No, they meant it or not.
That's probably the highest. That's probably the highest honor you can get. I would think. Elizabeth, what's your buzzer going to be?
Shazam.
Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Right, Alex? Oh, that's not Alex. That's the dog that says hello. Okay, and Kaylee is the asker of the questions, and here's question one.
Which Jessica is lobbying against a California bill to require child vaccinations? Is it Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, or Jessica Chastain?
Kaka.
Kylie.
Jessica Biel.
Is it Jessica Biel?
Yeah!
Yes, it is.
As we joke to the hallway. She's bringing measles back.
Hey!
Yeah!
She claims it's a specific thing because they're she's not an anti-vaxxer.
Right.
She's got friends that their specific thing doesn't allow their kid to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
So they want to have the ability to not have their kid be vaccinated.
So don't make it a universal.
Yeah, don't make it universal. One zip, Kylie, question two.
So whose famous ex is expecting a third child with a former NFL player? Is it Tiger Woods, Ben Affleck, or Ashton Kutcher?
Shazam.
Elizabeth.
Ben Affleck?
Elizabeth says Ben Affleck. Is that is that correct? That means no. That means no.
Kylie, is it Tiger Woods' ex or Ashton Kutcher's ex?
Ashton Kutcher.
Is it Ashton Kutcher's ex?
No,
it's
not.
Is that misleading? It's her third child, but it's not her third child with this guy, is it?
It's her third child with this. Well, no, third child total.
Third child total because she had two with Tiger.
She has a 10 and 11-year-old with Tiger.
With Tiger, and then this is her first one with this other guy.
Yeah.
Think that stabs Tiger in the heart just a little?
I don't think so. I think he's probably doing fine on his own.
he's all right?
Yeah.
He had Lindsay Vonn there for a little bit. She's dating her.
He didn't have any kids with her, though.
Yeah, but does he want kids?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just asking questions. That's what I do. That's my role.
And
to push buttons for funny sounds. That's my job. That's all
You're
I do.
The funny button sound
guy. I'm a funny, exactly it. What do you do? I'm the funny button sound guy.
Yeah, you tell me. I'm the guy that brings you this.
So it's one zip, Kylie, heading to the all-important third and final question. Did you hear the significance of Taylor Swift dropping the album on August 23rd?
No, I didn't.
Because
I think I did.
It's 823, so it's her favorite number is 13, and 823, if you add the numbers up, 8, 2, and 3, adds up to 13.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
So we're going to make this all-important third and final question, which is a Taylor Swift question, worth 13 big game-winning points. Okay, Alex?
Yeah!
What's the name of Taylor Swift's new track she dropped last night? Is it You, You Need to Calm Down, or That Escalated Quickly?
Kylie for the win.
That Escalated Quickly.
Not only the win, but the sweep and the win. If Kylie gets it right, she sweeps, she wins. Oh. If she gets it wrong, Elizabeth has the opportunity to jump in for the dirty, dirty, Steve. Is the answer That Escalated Quickly? God, I wish you were right. But
Elizabeth, is the new track called You or You Need to Calm Down?
You?
The first song was called Me. Is the second song called You? Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Dramatic pause.
Cross fingers.
Fingers crossed. Toes crossed.
No!
It is not. Kylie is the winner. Sorry, Elizabeth.
Have fun. That's okay.
Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I just wanted to use it
at
some point.
That was even more wacky than... Alex, did you find that to be wacky?
Yeah!
Holy
it's cow. Friday up in this piece.
Good morning. Good ladies, morning and gentlemen.
Yeah.
For you, Kylie, we have new Jonas Brothers music for you. Happiness Begins. Do you already have a Chet Buchanan Show shirt?
I don't, but I have stickers and an ornament, and I could love a shirt.
Get her a shirt. We'll do that. Good, little Jess?
Got it.
Okay, thank you. Awesome, and let it be written and let it be known from this point forward. Kylie West from the East Side on June 14th, 2019 was the champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm trying to be positive about this, but this just, it's got all the earmarks of a bloodbath, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
This just sounds...
doesn't look good.
Let's continue with the clip of MIB International when Agent M, what's her name?
Tessa Thompson.
When she meets little alien Pawnee, this smells of Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
Although I didn't hate Jar Jar Binks as much as most people did. But, you know, anytime you enter the little alien into the, you know, to be their buddy.
Who are you to know what a queen would or wouldn't want? Are you a queen?
Well, I mean, to the extent that all women are, yes. But no, I'm not a queen.
I don't know. Six-word cinema. MIB International with Jacob Toronto of ChasingCinema.com. Yeah, let's just jump right into it.
This movie is a galaxy offender.
Oh, that's shocking.
In my head, I was counting. I'm like, how many words does he have? Can he say of fun?
That's why.
There's no room.
Nope.
Yeah, no. MIB, once known as Galaxy Defenders, are now the offenders. As you all predicted, quite honestly, yeah, this was a rough one. You know, I don't think many people are excited to see it. I don't think many people were demanding the return of MIB. It all kind of picked up from 21 Jump Street. Once 21 Jump Street got really popular, they were like, let's make a 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover. And that almost got made. And this is what we
really?
Got. Yeah. Like, it got really close to being made.
Yuck.
And this is what we got instead.
Yuck.
So I think they were just like, well, we already have money invested.
Oh, I really like the dynamic of Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
So, like, I was... The cast itself was very enticing, but then, yeah, I don't know. The trailers just look so cheeseball.
I honestly think comedy is where Chris Hemsworth really shines. He's charismatic. You know, the guy could just look at you and smile, and the screen just gets brighter. But even in this movie, they, as hard as they try to make things work, the storyline is just really not interesting. We've seen this, like, this alien movie type over and over again where we somehow end up in a desert, and there's a desert scene, and it just hits all these same beats that we hit in Captain Marvel a few months ago. and all the other alien movies we've seen lately. It doesn't feel necessary.
Yeah, there's nothing new. Yeah. They already all the MIB stuff that they did, they've done it.
Yeah.
It's like how we don't need another Ghostbusters.
Yeah, if you want to see Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth in space, go watch Thor Ragnarok.
It feels like it's just, is it a reboot though? Like exactly the same thing, because Liam Neeson makes an appearance and he's with Chris Hemsworth in a scene and then you don't see him the rest of the trailer. So I'm like, is it the same thing where like Liam Neeson is like the older one that they're like, all right, I'm done being an agent now. And they bring in the new hot young agent that's
what
like-
What does Liam Neeson have to do with it
though? So Liam Neeson is in charge of the London division of MIB.
I'm down. But yeah. You know what? But I mean, if you're going to bring Tommy Lee Jones back into it, that's one thing. But Liam Neeson?
Yeah. So here's the thing is that this all takes place way later past the MIB days. The MIB days that we know and love are mentioned. But now Tessa Thompson was a young girl. Her parents were neuralized with the flashing forgetting thing, which I wish I had to forget this, but unfortunately I didn't. Her parents were, but she wasn't. So she knows aliens are real, and it's about her going to find MIB.
Real quick also, it's 2019. It doesn't have to be persons in black. I mean, because
well, that's a big thing.
No,
so.
It doesn't. But I'm sure somebody will.
If this movie gets a sequel, no, this will right. change. Yeah, and they make comments about that, of course. But they're already talking about changing the name if there is a sequel. But I honestly don't think anyone's going to go see this.
Rarely have we ever come into this bit, and I've hated a movie more.
Right.
I hate this movie now. And before I was just like, yeah, no, I'm kind of into it. Like I maybe want to go see this. No,
not
after
in the
three
least.
Years, my taste is kind of impending.
Yeah. How many popcorns?
Half popcorn.
Oh god,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, because it's just not worth it. It's not. It's the reason of why bother.
Yeah,
26% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah.
Perfect. Look at her getting into your lane. Over
I right. apologize. No, it popped up in my tomatoes. Timeline. I apologize. No, I didn't mean to steal your thing.
I have one line every bit. Movie review, and now you take it.
Sorry, what's the Rotten Tomatoes review, Spence?
No, would there be a? Would I like this?
No.
To previous comments notwithstanding.
No one's gonna like this.
No one's gonna like this. No one will. Okay, next week.
Next week, Toy Story 4.
Yes.
Boy, I'll tell you what. They'll kick you out of the country if you come in here and rip that movie.
Right.
You be careful. You watch yourself. You've got a week to think about it.
There are some movies bigger than us.
Jacob Toronto, ChasingCinema.com if you want to see all of his stuff.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The greatest person in the world.
Hench, you want to go first today?
Yeah, one of the little side notes from last night's NBA Finals Championship for the Toronto Raptors is got a little Las Vegas flavor to it.
Uh-huh.
Former UNLV running rebel, the only player on the court to complete a three-peat. That is, he has won or been part of a team that has won the last three NBA championships.
That's awesome.
He's won them.
He was with the Warriors the last 2 years. And this is the first player to do this feat since the Shaq Kobe Lakers back in, 2000?
Okay.
Yeah. And he is the only player in NBA history with an NBA title for every year he's been in the league. 3 years in the league, three rings.
That's awesome.
Pretty impressive. And he used to play right down the street, man.
Yeah, you haven't said his name yet.
Pat McCaw. Born
that's really
rebel
cool.
Pat McCaw. You is...
the greatest person in the world.
I hit that thing three times. Missed it two out of the three. You know what? I'll double down on that sort of. Number one, super low-hanging fruit. But dads. Way to go, dads. Yeah. And stepdads, too. Good on you. Stepdad's a tough gig.
It is.
It really is.
Been
there, lived it. And it's just, it can be a tough gig. And so much love to all the dads and all the stepdads. Kawhi Leonard, love him or hate him, because he went to STDSU. But I do appreciate him. He is the only person who've been the NBA Finals MVP with two different teams, joining Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and LeBron James, one of three.
Pretty impressive.
To have ever done that. So all the dads, all the stepdads, and Kawhi Leonard, you just
the greatest person in the world.
Kayla Jo Walker.
So Robert Dunham is a teacher at Carver Elementary in Richmond, Virginia, and the fifth graders had their moving on ceremony. Can't call it graduation. It's a moving on ceremony.
Can't call it graduation.
I don't know. They call it a moving on ceremony.
Well, it's better than calling it a graduation.
And he really wanted his students. He has more than his class. More than half of his class is less fortunate. Like they live in like the poverty level, I guess. And he wanted them to feel really confident because a lot of them can't get haircuts that often. And he noticed that a lot of them were coming in the day before graduation, moving on ceremony. looking a little, you know, unkempt a little bit. Sure. So he grabbed his clippers from home and brought them in day of moving on ceremony and ended up cutting more than half his students' hair. And then the teachers down the hall found out that he was doing this and gave them fresh cuts as well. I guess he has a background. His dad owned barbershops growing up and everything. So cool. He knows how to cut hair.
Yeah, because otherwise you look like the dog. You know what I mean? They're just like you've been sheep sheared. You know what I mean?
No, no.
That's not good. My mom tried to cut my bangs once and it was bad.
He said, when I go to the barbershop, when I get my hair cut, you feel good and you look good and you've got the confidence starting to come out of you. So I think that's a really cool message. And he showed those kids a great time. So yeah. To Robert Dunham at Carver Elementary, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Nothing for Pete
and Papa Bear.
Happy Father's
Day. I felt really bad when you said it. I was like, dang, I should have got my dad on the phone.
Maybe, but that's all right. Yeah, but you know what? Dads always get hosed on Father's Day.
They always do.
Don't screw your dad over on Father's Day.
Well, now I know my greatest person on Monday.
Sure. See, the work's already done. Little Jess, what you got?
I, too, have to co-sign the dads and the stepdads. So Audrey Hepburn once said, I love people who make me laugh. I honestly think it's the thing I like the most, to laugh. It cures a multitude of ills. It's probably the most important thing in a person. And my stepdad, Herb, has been making my mom and I laugh for about 3 decades now. And for me, the most unforgettable moment where it was really embarrassing, but in the end, it was very sweet and I couldn't stop laughing. So when I was younger, I was introduced to that time of the month. And I told my mom, please do not tell my stepdad that I have the time of the month. And
why? Because he'll marry you off? So it's like Game of Thrones?
Because it's super embarrassing as a little girl,
no,
you know?
No, of course. No.
Well, when I got home, I had flowers and a card waiting for me. And inside the card, he took time to underline every word that had anything to do with that time of the month, like always, flow, carefree. And he underlined every period inside that card. So to Herb, my stepfather, thank you so much for always being there for me and recognizing my strengths and always making sure that I pull through times that I think were super rough or wanted to give up. And thanks for being a great grandfather to my son, Dwayne. Happy Father's Day. You is
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Well, little Jess, who's on the phone?
The most prolific radio contest winner.
I don't know why everybody's taking everybody else's lines today.
Oh, my bad.
I don't understand. But, well, I think we've already determined.
Yeah.
Her name is actually Tammy Wilkins from the Northwest, and she is the most prolific radio contest winner in Las Vegas radio history.
All I do is win, win.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't play that yet. You've won nothing, ma'am.
That's right.
You've won nothing at this point. We made a new friend today. Do you remember his name?
The awesome Emilio.
Emilio!
Emilio!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Tammy Wilkins wins again, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. Congratulations. Enjoy Blue Man Group this weekend.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
You're hiding at work. We know. We know how you are.
I'm on a break. I took a break.
Oh, okay, good.
Awesome. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Hang on 1 second. Who goes first? Kayla will be out this week. No, wait. Lil Jess will be out today.
First.
Where will you be today?
Tropical Smoothie, 8426 Farm Road on North Durango, 2 to 4.
2 to 4 today. Kayla, tomorrow.
InStyle Furniture from 12 to 2 at Craig and Clayton.
Spence, tomorrow night.
Fremont Street Experience, 6 to 8 p.m. for Nelly.
God, if we don't see you this weekend, and we've got an Aces game tonight, Mandalay Bay Event Center. So if you're going to the Aces game, swing through. Pre-game's the best time. Pre-game is best. Maybe a little bit at halftime, but if you get there early, or I'll say I can see you after the game.
All right.
For as long as you want. I usually don't leave till everybody else does. Cool. So hopefully we will see you, and if not, we will catch you back here on Monday morning. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Father's Day. Have a great weekend, people.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.